Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Lumi Island, a short story series of the Ostium Network. Written by Alex C. Tillander. Read by Justy G. Part 1. Cold Tinted Windows. Nine. A few moments later, Michael was sitting down in one of the visitors' chairs sipping his scalding coffee. He hadn't taken any sugar. He certainly did like it black and strong. It was at that point a question popped into my head as to whether Michael was gay. It was none of my business to inquire, but I couldn't help wondering if I would find out in time. His mug was just text and read, "If truth is beauty, how come no one has their hair done in the library?" Okay, now I felt like an asshole. That's where the unhindered thought about Michael's sexual preference had come from. A foolish stereotype. Thank you once again, Brain, for proving you can be a complete and utter idiot sometimes. "Sorry, what was that?" I asked, realizing I was being spoken to and not gathering a single word. "I was asking if the coffee was okay." "Oh, sorry. Let me see." I stirred it aplenty already, drew out the spoon and sucked it clean and then took a sip. It was perfect. Heaven. Manna from the gods. "This is exquisite." Michael's jovial face broke into a wide smile. "Glad to hear it. It's my particular favorite blend. Pete's Big Bang. Strong, but not too strong. Hints of smoke and chocolate. I order it through Amazon." That stopped me like a child's scream. "Amazon?" I asked in amazement. "They deliver here?" "Of course," he said, still beaming. "Well, not their specific couriers, but it comes with a daily shipment of mail on the Chief every morning." By Chief, I knew he meant the ferry I'd just come in on. "Well, thank you, Amazon, I guess," I said. "Yes, thank you, Amazon, so I don't have to get off my tush and cross the channel to Bellingham to get myself some quality coffee. This way it comes to me." "Isn't there any decent coffee on the island?" "Well, there is coffee on the island, but calling it decent is a bit of a stretch, in my opinion. The Islander has instant coffee and a few bags of beans that I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot French press." "Well, what about the Willow's Inn?" "Ah, that place. I suppose if you were willing to spend $10 on a tiny espresso that would be gone in a couple sips, it might taste okay." "Oh," I said. For my online research, the Willow's Inn had seemed like a pretty flashy place. I had a feeling it would be expensive, but not that pricey. The Beach Store Cafe has coffee also, but nothing to write home about. So, as you can see, our choices are fairly limited. "Indeed," I said. "Well, now I know where to focus when acquiring my black market goods." That earned a hearty laugh, which let me enjoy more of my coffee and gave me a chance to settle in my new seat in my new office and think about my new job for a moment. I was really happy. So, let's get down to some business then, Michael said. I snapped back into focus. What did you think of the place? My response after some silence was, I haven't really had the time. Come on now, I saw your resume, remember? You've probably been in more bookstores than almost any person on the planet. What did you think? Cramped? Too many books? You got me. No to the former, and there's no such thing as the latter. I can tell right away this isn't your usual, ordinary library, but Lumi Island isn't big. But too many residents think they live in a thriving metropolis here, he said. Okay, and that's good to know, I suppose. But I could tell there's a method to the madness here. There's a system, probably a very convoluted one. But once I break it down, it'll be fine. Is this all you? I raised my arms, encompassing the entire building. Is what all... Oh no, I'm but a humble building owner doing his best to encourage reading on this book-starved island. No, this mind-boggling brainchild was the impressive result of one Jane Harcourt. This building has been owned by my family for a large number of decades that we won't be too specific about. Jane was the librarian here for over 30 years, though still younger than me. This place was a labor of love for her, as she refined and organized in her own specific way. I learned early on to just let her do her thing and trust in her abilities, and I was never wrong in that decision. She kept asking for more books and would give me weekly lists. I accommodated and approved when and how I could. Once again, thank you, Amazon, and thank you also the internet at large, where I can get access to so many choices when purchasing books. At times, it's just mind-boggling. My family has been on this island since the year one, and by that I mean not too long after the Point Roberts Treaty and very shortly after Lumi Island became independent from the Lumi Nation. My family took big advantage of it, buying up what land they could and building. They've done very well since. I'm one of five brothers. Two have passed, while the three of us remain hale and healthy. I never wanted much of all that real estate headache. I have a nice-sized home where you'll be staying high up on the top floor, and this aging building. I want nothing else to do with the rest of the family business. I almost get the sense you're not on board with the family prerogative, if you don't mind me asking, I said. You're a very astute woman, Kate. I think we're going to get along just fine. Much like the fraught history of this island, my family's history is a somewhat dark and sordid one that began, in my opinion, by nefarious and questionable means. The surviving members continue to do business in this way. As soon as I had the chance to sever and separate myself from all that, I did. And that's all I want to say about digging up my family's dishonest heritage. I'm sorry for prying. No, my dear, Michael said. I opened up that can of worms to begin with. You simply chose to join me with a spoon and dig a little deeper. I'm just not ready to dredge all that up just yet. Maybe when we get to know each other better and I've got some potent spirits running through my veins. But bringing it back to Ms. Harcourt. She was a godsend and did what needed to be done here. Helped those who needed it and was pretty popular with those willing to crack open the covers of a book. He took a deep drink of his coffee. She sounds wonderful, I said. What happened? He took a deep breath and then let it out slowly. 6 weeks ago, she just up and disappeared. At first, I thought she might be sick. I paid a visit to her house and found all her things there, fresh food and milk and eggs in the fridge. It all appeared undisturbed. A closet and dresser full of clothes, keys, cell phone, and money on the kitchen counter. I thought she might have taken a surprise trip somewhere and out of the blue vacation, but you wouldn't leave those things behind. So we waited. And waited, and waited. I tried running things myself here, but I had no idea where everything was. The first person to come in and ask me if I had a certain book, I gave them a deer-in-the-headlights look and apologized. I closed and locked the door that day, and the place hasn't been open since. That is incredibly sad, I said. You've still heard nothing from her? Michael shook his head. Not a peep. The family has visited a number of times. They haven't heard from her either. It'd be Lumi's biggest mystery if they weren't keeping quiet about it. You mean the family? I asked. Oh, yes, they would rather no one find out, until they know more. Definitively, no. I'm talking about the island at large. Tourism funds the survival on this island. But something else also does. Silence. Anything questionable pertaining to the law or the way things should be are intentionally kept under the radar. We have no form of law enforcement on the island, no police, which is exactly how everyone wants it. The closest thing we have to a person in power is Rick, who will hit 100 next year and spends his time at the ferry dock watching people come and go. I'd say there's at least one more person who seems to care. Oh, really, my dear, he said. Perhaps you know more than I do. And who might that be? A wonderful gentleman by the name of Michael Fortner, I replied. The room erupted in a warm, loud laugh that echoed off the walls. I swear, it physically brightened the room. I am honored that you would consider me a good Samaritan, if you will. I do what I can to help out. But it is the rest of the people who do what they can to keep to themselves at all costs. They act like Lummi is a borough of New York, where the hoi polloi rub shoulders with the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. Where it's at, be-all and end-all, and each of them is at the very center of it. But they can't all be at the center of it all, I said. Oh, can't they? He responded. These people stretch and break the rules of physics. They think sociology is whatever they decide it to be. They decide what's the height of fashion and what everyone should be talking about, even though every family has different ideas of this. You know, I sort of interrupted, I think I know what you mean. I managed to get a ride with a guy named Steven in his Tesla. It was very interesting and disturbing. You got a ride from Steven Howard? Michael asked in awe. Or was that shock? I guess that could be his name. Big guy, big beard, thinks he's royalty. Michael snapped his fingers, pointing the index at me. That's him to a T. Spot on. He barely said a word to me on the ride. Actually said he didn't want to talk, was outright rude about it. Don't feel bad, my dear. He's rude to everyone, even his own family. Over the years, I've developed a sort of saying that I keep completely to myself. You will actually be the first human being I've ever told. Why, thank you, I said. I was all ears. If you survived a first meeting with the venerable Stephen Howard, you deserve to hear this. I forgot which family it was, but while driving around the island one day, I saw a company doing work on their windows. Curiosity got the better of me, and I could see all the fancy cars were gone, so it was just the window company at home. They had to have come over from the mainland, specially imported, so I sidled up to the man in charge and inquired what was going on. He was a chatty fellow and soon gave up that the windows were being tinted. When I asked if this was to block out the sun, he laughed and said no, it was so that none of the nosy neighbors or anyone driving by could look in. But they were using a special kind of film over the windows so that those on the inside could look out at everything going on, as if the window were plain glass. It couldn't have been cheap. Sounds a lot like an interrogation room with a one-way mirror, I said. You got it, exactly. That interesting story stuck with me, and since then, that's how I see the people of Lummi, especially the rich ones, which is most of them. They sit in their houses, behind cold, tinted windows, wanting nothing to do with anyone, but at the same time needing, having to watch and know everything that's going on at all times, whether it concerns them or not. Believe you me, it never does. Cold, tinted windows. I savored the words, feeling them in my mouth. They were bitter. For the first time, I started to wonder if I'd made the right decision in taking the job and coming to Lummi Island. I suppose gossip is its own secret language here, I asked. You wouldn't be wrong, my dear, you wouldn't be wrong. But enough about the illuminating clientele of Lummi. Let's refill our coffees and I'll show you a few spots in the library. With fresh steaming mugs of Java, Michael led me to a hidden, narrow staircase that led upstairs to a small, cramped attic where there were more stacks of books, about 3 feet high all along one wall. One side had a window looking out at the road. I was immediately drawn to it. The view of the ferry dock, Lummi Bay, and the mainland laid out like a perfect toy set. It was breathtaking. Quite a sight, isn't it? I must admit I do come up here sometimes to admire it all, Michael said. Did Miss Harcourt do the same? Jane? No, she always kept herself too busy, or at least she said she did. She was never one to waste time taking in the view. Those were her words, not mine. There were three chairs in the room arranged in a rough circle. They looked hard and uncomfortable. This is where people can come to read and look at books, if they so wish. Has anyone ever done that? I asked. I've seen bicycle seats more comfortable looking than these chairs. That laugh again, more booming and echoing in this bigger room. I miss it. I really miss him.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and 5 types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.